Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, April 1st, 2025, and we have a great mix of artificial intelligence and frontier technologies headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Rotter Inc., doing business as Telvantis, completes final stage of legacy debt remediation, paving the way for new growth phase. Telvantis, formerly known as Rotter Inc., has successfully completed the final stage of debt remediation and legacy cleanup efforts, setting the stage for a new phase of growth. Since taking control in 2024, the management team has been focused on transforming the company into a high-growth technology and communications platform. This involved addressing legacy debt, broken agreements, and outdated contracts that were hindering progress. With these issues now resolved, Telvantis can shift its focus to growth, value creation, and executing its long-term roadmap. The company has rebranded, resolved outstanding liabilities, filed updated disclosures, built a revenue platform, announced buyback intentions, and secured global partnerships. Moving forward, Telvantis is focused on operational growth, technology advancement, market penetration, and increasing shareholder value.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.